Avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 26th of February 2026. Weakly bonded old snow requires caution. In particular, however, the danger of wet avalanches will increase as the day progresses. Earlier in the day it applies above 2,000-meter considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. Later in the day it applies considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3. Earlier in the day, above 2,000-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, later in the day, above 2,000-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, later in the day, below 2,400-meter, we have a wet snow problem, especially in the aspects southeast to south to west. Avalanches can be released in the old snowpack and reach large size in isolated cases on west, north and east facing slopes. This applies even in case of a single winter sport participant in some cases. The avalanche prone locations are to be found in particular above approximately 2,000 meters. In their paths avalanches can entrain the wet snow. This extends the avalanche runout distances. As a consequence of warming during the day and solar radiation, wet avalanches are to be expected. This applies in particular on very steep sunny slopes and at the base of rock walls. The runout zones are to be treated with caution. And now the snowpack. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack, in particular on west, north and east facing slopes. Outgoing long-wave radiation during the night will be good. Sunshine and high temperatures will give rise as the day progresses to thorough wetting of the snowpack. This applies especially on very steep sunny slopes below approximately 2,400 meters. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.10, springtime scenario. The tendency for Friday, the 27th of February 2026, indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.